Well, Mohamed Galayani is an atmospheric scientist from Manchester. He travelled to Gaza in September to visit family there. He's now moved four times since the Israeli bombardment of the Gaza Strip began. He's now sheltering with family members in Khan Yunis, south of that part of the Strip that Israel instructed residents to leave. I asked him how he and his family are coping.
I'd be lying if I were to say that we were okay, we're not okay. I'm struggling in different ways. The least of them is wondering where my next drink of water is going to come from, wondering how I'm going to be able to wash myself or flush my toilet, and wondering where my next pack of bread is going to come from. So that's, you know, then the fear of the horrific bombardment that's going on in, you know, every other street where I am in Khan Yunis. There's bombed out buildings. There was a building that was bombed, you know, 10 meters from where I sleep at my grandfather's house. Another building 50 meters from where my father's family are, also bombed. So it's kind of like you ask yourself, when will the bomb fall just on me? If the Israeli army is actually seeking out Hamas, then why are they killing all these civilians at the same time?
That is something we have spoken to an Israeli official about today, and we have pressed him on that. Can I ask you where your food and water is coming from? Is it coming from private shops? Is it being distributed by aid agencies? Is it coming from what's left of the government?
I guess it's a combination of buying it privately. We've also received some donations. My friend, who is in a UN school sheltering, they get a can of tuna and a can of meat, she said, once a day.
Can I talk to you about the British response? Have you been in touch with the Foreign Office and have you let them know that you would like to leave?
Yes, I've been in touch with the Foreign Office. There was they had the wrong contact details for me, so they were only emailing me now they're contacting me more by phone. The civil servants at the FCDO are probably doing, and I'm sure they're doing a sterling job trying to function and communicate in a very difficult situation. I think the second part of the response, I would say, you know, lies with the political leadership. This Israeli attack on Gaza, it didn't come out of a vacuum. I recognize the context of the 7th of October attack, but then I think we also need to recognize the wider context of decades of occupation. What the issue is, the British government, FCDO and Rishi Sunak, have provided a lot of political cover to Israel for this onslaught on Gaza. And therein lies a problem, because Britain is responsible or complicit in Israel's attack. Therefore, I don't know what the point is of the FCDO trying to get British citizens out of Gaza when it's part of their strife.
Right. Mohamed, yeah. Can I just clarify, do you want to leave Gaza? Have you been trying to leave Gaza?
On the 14th of October, we got a notification, kind of like through the grapevine, that the border was opening. So yeah, we all, like, I packed, had my bags and went towards the border. That was the last time that we tried to leave. I actually don't know, Johnny, because, you know, I'm British and I'm Palestinian. I was Palestinian before I was British. And so I have, you know, quite a stake, let's say, in what's happening to my people here. And so on the one hand, I want to leave. I don't want to die. I'd like to be safe. On the other hand, I feel if I stay here, with my organizational skills and education, can actually be useful in the relief effort, in bearing witness to what's going on, and my thoughts on leaving change every day.
I ask, Mohamed, because over the weekend, the US National Security Advisor, a man called Jake Sullivan, said that Hamas is preventing American citizens and other foreign nationals preventing their departure and making a series of demands. Now, is it your personal experience that you have tried to leave and you've been told that you cannot, or is it that you feel it is unsafe to try and go down to the southern border and to the crossing there and try and get out there, or are you not at the moment actively trying to leave?
God, there's a lot to unpack there.
Sorry, but I mean, has it been suggested to you that you cannot leave?
Categorically, 100% untrue based on my experience and the experience of tens of others that I can connect you to if you want. Hamas has not been preventing anyone from leaving.
The only reason
it's unsafe to get to the border is because of the actions of the Israeli army and air force making it unsafe. The border is not. The Israeli Air Force bombed
the border crossing. My uncle was on a bus
on his trying to get out when the Israeli Air Force bombed the Rafah crossing point. So
I think Jake Sullivan can maybe try and
step down from his fake news dissemination.
That was British-Palestinian Mohammed Galayini.